You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mukwolu. Our Bible text is the book of 2 Kings, chapter 20 and verse 1. In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live." I'm sure you know the rest of the story. Hezekiah turned to God, demanded for more years. God gave him 15 more years, and he wasted it. He ended up terribly in life. I think part of the reason is that we have phobia for death and we don't understand it. In fact, some people may not want to hear this podcast if they know ahead that it's about the issue of death we are talking about. We love to live in denial. But we need to pay attention to what God said to Hezekiah. In fact, reading this thing, it occurred to me that God was offering Hezekiah something wonderful, something excellent, something many people don't have opportunity for. First, God gave him information ahead that he was going to die. And then God gave him time to set his house in order. Did you note that? He said, set your house in order, for you shall die. That means that God was going to give him time to put things in order. It's a blessing. What a wonderful way to die. But then he was praying to God, telling God how he did so well. And God added 15 years to him, and he ended terribly. So we need to pay attention to what God said. Now, here's what God said. He said, set your house in order. It means that there's something we must all do before we die. It is setting our house in order. Now, because you don't know when you are going to die, that means that you must set your house in order every day. Please pay attention to what we are sharing today. I am not saying that we are going to die soon. Even though every one of us, we are definitely going to die as long as Jesus tarries. But I want you to sit down and imagine that if you die today, what could you have done differently that will make life easier for the people behind you? Let's say you have a daughter, you have a son, a family, you have a wife, you have things, you have people that depend on you, whatever, people that love you. What is it that you think that if you die, it would, if you put those things in place before you die, it will make their life a lot easier? You see, those kind of things, do it now. Some of you, you have password that your spouse does not know about. You better let them know it. Otherwise, I've seen situations where a man will die and the family will suffer. Not because they don't have resources, but they don't have access to those resources. None of us know when we are going to die. Always put your house in order. Always live life in such a manner that when the Lord calls you home, at whatever time of the day, at whatever time, you can happily and joyfully go home. In fact, the only thing that should really be of concern to you is that, oh, I have not fulfilled all of God's assignment to me, provided you know what he wants you to do. Otherwise, what is the whole essence of living if it is not a life being lived for God? It's not about just being alive and living for myself. What does that do when at the end of the day I will still die? The problem is that many people are afraid of death. But as believers, we shouldn't be. Death is a glorious thing. We are going to see Jesus. We are going to be with Jesus. That's how the apostle, that's how they talk about death. He was even debating, should I die or should I remain? He said, if he dies, it's better. But if he's here, we will enjoy him. We will still benefit from him. So he's thinking, he was in a dilemma. Look at the way he was talking about death. If it was you, you would say, no. Please don't come and talk about death here. You don't even want a preacher that talks about death, that talks about something that is certain. And without the death of Jesus, you won't even be a believer in the first place. So why are you afraid of death? But he says, put your house in order. However, there's something you must put in order. There is a house that you really need to put in order. The scripture says, Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Please, put your life in order. Don't wait till the day you die. Nobody knows when they are going to die. Put your house in order. When my cousin died in 2020, till today, it's still to me as if it's a dream. I said, maybe he has gone hiding. I still can't believe it. When I also lost a friend that we used to share the same bed together, till today, I'm always like, maybe I will still see him. But he's gone, and we will only see in heaven. You know, death is always sudden, painful, and shocking. But for the person who has died in Christ, it is glorious. Brethren, put your life in order. Stop postponing things. Some of you have divorced your spouse. You have gone to marry another person. You better come out of such before death catches you in adultery. Because it is adultery. Your divorce paper that you collect from government has nothing to do with the fact that you were already married. Please, put your life in order. There are things you need to set in order. You too, you know it. You know things that are wrong in your life. Put them in order. You know apology you need to make. You know things you need to rewrite. I'm begging you, put your life now, put it in order. You know, God said to Hezekiah, for you shall die. If I say that to you now, you won't say amen. But do you know you shall die? Do you know I shall die? Do you know it's a prophecy that is certain? Except those who will be alive when Jesus will return. We will also die. What God said to Hezekiah, I perceive he's saying it to every one of us. Put your life in order. Some of you are living in sin here and there. Enough of deceiving yourself. Put your life in order before you die. I pray that you will receive this word with wisdom and respond to the promptings the Holy Spirit is putting in your heart. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.